Yeah, I mean, just, you know, you take every bat as it comes to you, and, you know, just trying to get a good pitch to hit there and hit it hard. I've only faced, you know, Brad Lidge once or twice, I think, in my whole career, and he's a great competitor, and he's had a lot of success here as of late in the postseason, and just not trying to do too much.
Okay. On the center aisle there.
Alex, in terms of being locked in, the way that you're playing the last couple of days, does it seem like the game is in slow motion again for you as it was in the first couple of series?
Well, I think I made an adjustment after the first two games. I mean, what I was doing was very simple. I was expanding the strike zone, and that's something that I didn't do against Minnesota or Anaheim. And, you know, when I get good pitches to hit and put a good swing on it, good things usually happen.
Did want to ask you about getting hit three times in 2 days, and if you don't have a comment on that, just physically how you were. There was three big fastballs that really nailed you. I mean, is it taking a little bit of an impact on you physically?
No, I'm actually okay. The one in the thigh left a little bit of a bruise, but I'm okay. I will say this, that the one time I got hit in yesterday's game, my first at-bat, kind of woke me up a little bit and just reminded me, hey, this is a World Series. Let's get it going a little bit. So worked out.
On the same side, Alex, right there.
When Johnny got to third and he knew that Lidge might not want to throw the slider in the dirt, were you looking specifically fastball there?
No, not at all. I mean, you can't really – his money pitch is a slider, and that's where he gets all his punch-outs. And, you know, I hit a fastball for a home run early in the year at the stadium. I mean, for me, the whole key of that whole inning was an unbelievable tenacious bat by Johnny Damon. I mean, this guy is just a great competitor. And then goes first pitch, and then goes to third, put us in a position to get a big hit there in the ninth.
Alex, way in the back in the middle.
Alex, given the magnitude of the situation, where does that hit rank on your all-time list?
Well, there's no questions. I have never had a bigger hit. But again, you know, if you look what Mark Teixeira and I have done in this World Series, is not much. And it just tells you what a great balanced team we've had all year, and we're getting contributions from all our guys. And again, it just feels good to go out and help the team win.
Okay, way in the back on the left, Mark.
Alex, you've talked for a long time about your dream being to win a World Series. What does it feel like right now to be one win away from achieving that goal?
Yeah, it feels good. But I mean, again, we've been down this road before, and we have to stay very focused. Those guys are the world champs over there. They're going to come out fighting tomorrow, and so are we. So just staying in the moment.
Alex, right here.
Where you at?
In the front. Mm-hmm. Can you talk about your desire? You've been really patient in your ABs, especially in game three and tonight. But it's also like you're being aggressive as well. Mm-hmm. Is this the way you've envisioned it, you know, when we talk about like desire and really wanting it at this stage?
Well, I mean, I think it is important to stay calm. And, you know, for me, making an adjustment after game one and two was – you know, it was very easy because what I was doing was just being a little over anxious. You know, one thing about postseason, if you want to hit, you got to swing at strikes. And if you don't swing at strikes, they're just going to expose your weakness. So that's all I've been trying to do.
Just going to take two more, Alex. Ron?
Yeah. Alex, what's going to be your approach tomorrow against Cliff Lee?
Well, again, swing at strikes. I mean, he pounds the strike zone. He's been as hot as any pitcher has been over the last 2 years. And, you know, it's going to be a great challenge. He's going to come out ready, and so are we.
Okay, and last question, Dan.
Alex, the word that AJ just used to describe you was relaxed. Do you feel more relaxed than you have in past Octobers, and if so, why?
Well, I think we've played more games. Yes, I feel more relaxed. I think, you know, this year has been a unique year for me, obviously after spring training and all the stuff that I've been through. I think, you know, you have nothing to lose. And, you know, for the first time in my career, I've felt like an underdog, and just go out and, you know, play for the good Lord.
Thank you very much, Alex.